Welcome to our weekly episode of the Convoy Newsletter, where we dive into a variety of subjects, including the latest developments in the gaming industry. I'm your host, Jackson Vaughn, managing partner at Convoy. And in today's episode, we dive deep into the intersection of gaming and music. For decades, music has been an integral part of gaming, shaping emotions during play, enhancing immersion, and even standing on its own as a celebrated art form. But where is it headed next? That's the big question we're exploring today. Let's start with a little history. Back in the 1970s and 80s, video game music was heavily constrained by hardware. The simple yet iconic chiptune melodies of early games like Super Mario Bros. Weren't just a stylistic choice, they were a necessity. The sound chips of that era had limited range, and composers had to work within those strict parameters. But they did so masterfully, creating some of the most memorable game music of all time. Then came the 90s. The shift to CD-based consoles allowed for longer, higher quality soundtracks, which enabled game music the capacity and capability to resemble something closer to film scores. With games like Final Fantasy VII pushing the envelope, developers could now introduce more complex audio experiences, such as full orchestral compositions and voice acting. Fast forward to the 2000s, with more powerful consoles like the PlayStation 2 and Xbox, surround sound became the norm. The next generation of consoles, released only a few years later, took it even further. By the time the PlayStation 3 came around, real-time audio processing allowed music to shift dynamically based on player actions. Suddenly, soundtracks weren't just background elements, they were reacting to a player's input. By the 2010s, the lines between video game music and traditional music had fully blurred. The same digital audio workstations used in professional music production became standard for game composers. And with the rise of spatial audio, especially in virtual reality, it became clear that hardware limitations were no longer a barrier. Today, game music has earned its rightful place in mainstream culture. In 2023, the Grammy Awards introduced a category for Best Score Soundtrack for Video Games, a landmark moment that solidified gaming music as a legitimate art form. And it makes sense. Unlike film or TV, video game music is interactive. It evolves in real time based on a player's choices, creating an unparalleled level of immersion. But here's the big question: what's next? Well, despite all these advancements, we believe that large-scale innovation in gaming music is unlikely in the coming years. The reason? Twofold. First, while hardware innovation has introduced new possibilities in creating and delivering music in games, this is unlikely to continue at the same pace. Technologies like AI and augmented reality may introduce new possibilities, think adaptive, infinite soundtracks, but the reality is, we don't see a billion-dollar company emerging solely from music innovation in games. Instead, we expect technology to continue making high-quality music more accessible and cost-effective, but not necessarily pushing it into an entirely new frontier. Second, budget priorities. Game developers have the flexibility to decide how much to invest in music, and historically, they haven't allocated massive resources to it. Even in the biggest budget games, we see a wide variation in how much unique music is included. Some AAA titles have fewer than 10 hours of original music, while others exceed 20. But there's no strong correlation between the amount of music and a game's commercial success. At the end of the day, music will always be a powerful tool for game developers. It's a core part of the gaming experience, shaping emotions and immersing players in new worlds. But as we look ahead, the focus won't be on groundbreaking innovation. It will be on making high-quality music more democratized, efficient, and seamlessly integrated into games. And that wraps up this week's episode of the Convoy Ventures newsletter. If you want to take a deeper look into topics like this through our writing, be sure to subscribe to our newsletter at convoy.vc and get our note in your inbox each week. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.